Hi, I'm Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Neostalgia.
This is a Neopets podcast, but like Neopets, it is not for children.
So hello and welcome. Today is the 25th day of gathering, year 24, as we record, which means we're somehow towards the end of September, which is wild. Officially in fall, even though it does not feel like it in LA. We're back to the 90s, high 90s temperatures, which is great. Love that.
Yep. It is the last week of September.
Yeah.
So weird.
Hard to believe. Mm-hmm. But here we are. I think the most exciting thing I did was that last weekend I went to my brother's wedding, which finally happened.
Very nice.
That was pretty cool. Had a lot of fun. I was in the bridal party, so we got our nails done ahead of time.
Nice.
We had the rehearsal dinner at Old Spaghetti Factory.
Love it.
Classic. So that was fun. And now they're on a family moon in Italy.
What is a family moon?
I don't know how exactly this came to be, but they're the couple, my brother and his wife, are going, and then also her family is going with them. They're just all going. It sounds bad, but like they are very close with her family. He's probably better than if they were traveling with me and my mom, honestly. They're probably more fun. They're all hanging out in Italy right now. Sounds nice.
That does sound nice.
Wish I could be there eating some gelato on the Italian coast, but
yeah, it sounds lovely.
I'm here.
Here we are in Pasadena.
In
the heat.
In the heat. We are making it through. Working from home. Although I do have to go into the office next week because we're having another team gathering
on-site,
which everyone calls an off-site, even though we don't actually go off-site except like for dinner. But
corporate terms,
corporate terminology, I swear. Anyway, how are you doing?
Circle back on that later.
Hannah?
I'm doing good. Yeah, just really the same old. I don't have anything exciting to report. We're leaving town on Friday to go to the East Coast for a wedding.
Nice.
Which I will report back on after. I'm sure I'll have a lot to say because I think it's going to be a pretty fun, extravagant wedding.
Yeah.
So I will report back after that. And otherwise just, business as usual. I don't even think I've watched any interesting movies or anything recently. So really nothing.
That's fine.
At all to report.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say we've done anything that exciting other than this wedding. We watched the 2005 film House of Wax last night.
Oh, I remember that. I haven't seen it, but I recall it.
Yeah. I think I must have watched it when it was out on DVD because I think I was like 13 when it came out and it was rated R. So.
Yeah, I remember like people talking about it for some reason as being like, I don't know if it was really scary or if it was just that it was
Some scary elements. There's definitely some gore.
I remember the trailers, I think.
Yeah,
which seems odd because I was quite young.
It was heavily marketed. Paris Hilton was
that's
in it.
That's right. I was about to ask, wasn't Paris Hilton in
Yeah,
it?
That was a big point. Like, there was a whole thing. I was looking at the, like, IMDb trivia for it. Apparently, she had shirts made that were, like, watch Paris die on May 6th whatever.
That sounds
like
familiar.
That was part of their marketing. So I'd watched it, I think, on DVD when I was about 17 or 18, and then Mike had never seen it, so we decided to watch it last night, and
it was great.
It's fun. It is a fun horror movie, if there is such a thing,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
It's silly, it's a little campy.
Yeah.
Chad Michael Murray is in it as the main character's brother, and then the main character is Alicia Cuthbert, who rose to fame as Jack Bauer's daughter on 24.
Oh,
that's what I originally know her from.
Sure.
She's also in the movie Girl Next Door, which I never watched.
I've seen it. I haven't.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Anyway. And then Jared Padalecki is in it.
Oh, weird.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
Because he also ended up doing Paris Hilton guest starred on an episode of Supernatural that's set at a wax museum, several years later.
Interesting.
So,
speaking of Paris Hilton, the one thing we did watch was the 3-part Bling Ring docuseries on Netflix.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I knew about...
We saw the Bling Ring movie we did together.
It, which is an interesting... They talk about the movie. It's quite inaccurate.
I'm not surprised.
I was familiar with Alexis Nyers, who's one of the girls who goes along to Rob Orlando Bloom's home. I watched her and her family's reality show that only lasted like 9 episodes for one season. Pretty Wild, I think it was called. And it's like, you know, they were kind of trying to be the next Kardashians, but it didn't really work. But it kind of followed the trial. But then this docuseries is like obviously years later, and they really focused on the guy who really started it, who was this boy named Nick, I think, who was like the actual leader. But in the movie, in the Bling Ring movie with Emma Watson, they make Emma Watson the lead who plays Alexis. And she was not the ringleader at all.
Right.
She only went to one house with them and never did it again, and was the one who, or was she the one, she or someone close to her was the one who like spilled the beans, essentially. So anyway, it was interesting. It's only 3 parts, so, or 3 episodes. So I watched that, but yeah, it was good, enlightening. Strange. It's a very strange story because literally they barely even broke in. They just opened the door and like walked into all these celebrities' homes that didn't have security or anything.
That's wild.
It was just that they were seen on like Audrina Patridge's like super grainy camera that like you couldn't even tell who it was. So it was like, I don't know, lock your door.
Yeah.
Like,
great advice.
I was surprised that, because they hit Paris Hilton's house like multiple times. And they said every time they went, they were able to come out with like a couple grand in cash that were just like laying around in her purses or whatever. And I just assumed that when you're Paris Hilton, you have like bodyguards like all the time at your house, or like security or something. Literally her door was unlocked. And then the one time that they went and her door was locked, they literally lifted up the welcome mat and there's a key.
Great.
And took the key and opened it. I was like, Paris,
come on.
Come on. Couldn't someone have advised you? Like, not that it's like your fault if you get robbed, but I'm just surprised.
Yeah, you would think you would take at least some basic precautions.
I'm sure they all do now, especially after that was happening, like, because it did happen to, but it happened to, you know, a bunch of celebrities over the course of a couple months, and you would think that other celebrities would be like, wow, Paris Hilton's was robbed. Although they only thought Paris was robbed once, but then it wasn't until they had the guy and he confessed that it was like 5 times, and police were like, oh, but she just had so much shit and jewelry
she didn't even notice.
Yeah, so I don't even know what tipped them off or what they took that tipped her off. But anyway, interesting stuff.
That's wild.
They were literally teens.
Yeah.
Like teenagers who were like doing a bunch of drugs and drinking and like driving around in Beverly Hills and just walking into celebrities' homes. Like they're fucked up in the house robbing Paris Hilton's jewelry and nobody knew. Like it's the perfect crime, but it's also like it makes no sense.
Anyway, yeah.
Just wild. I think they probably have much better security now.
I would hope. I would hope.
But at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I've been wanting to watch on Netflix, now that I have completed all 3 seasons of The Umbrella Academy, great show, highly recommend.
Great.
There's this movie that recently came out called Do Revenge with Camila Mendes and Maya Hawke.
Yeah.
That apparently is very fun. And spoiler alert, Sarah Michelle Gellar has a small role in it.
Nice.
Which we have not seen her on the film screen for some time now. So I'm excited to watch that at some point, but I think I will have to do it without Mike because it's set in high school. And he's not on board. So, but heard good things.
Nice.
And then Hannah and I will be seeing Don't Worry Darling at some point in the near future.
Plan to see that. Yeah. I saw a tweet that was like, or as a tweet of like the Letterboxd review that was like, the best part of the movie was at the end, like the credits rolled and the theater was silent, and then one girl just went, okay. So that's what we can expect.
Great. I think. Love that.
Yeah.
So
we'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to see it for myself.
I have to be culturally like involved and in the know. And also, it did look interesting with the trailers.
I was going to say, like, I was already on board to watch it before all of this drama and controversy happened.
I'd like to see how bad Harry Styles really is.
Yeah, I would love to see some, like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's so many conflicting reports of, like,
yeah, I don't know
that they
believe.
Were, like, arguing on set. And then there were, like, 40 crew members had to sign some letter that was, like, there was no behavior like this on set. Everything was fine. And it's, like, okay, but, like... Why do you have to do that?
Yeah, they went, like, this whole promotional period with Florence Pugh, like, not promoting it at all. And then all of a sudden now she's just, like, promoting it like it's normal. Like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. Hmm. Strange.
I will say I'm just grateful for the memes that we've been given. We have the wonderful video of Florence Pugh walking into Venice without a care in the world.
With her Aperol Spritz.
With her Aperol Spritz.
We have Harry spitting on Chris Pine.
Allegedly.
It was the following night he went and performed. He was doing his like 15-day residency at Madison Square Garden. He went and performed, and there's like a clip of him saying like, "Oh, it's great to be here. Like, I just popped over to Venice to spit on Chris Pine."
I want to be clear that I never actually believed that he spit on him. I watched multiple angles, and I don't think that's what happened.
I don't think he did.
But it is funny to think about.
It's hilarious because it does look kind of like he did.
Yeah.
Like, he makes this, like, pursed lip face, and then Chris Pine immediately stops clapping and, like, looks so disgusted by something. But I think it was, like, a pure coincidence.
Unrelated, yeah.
But when the video first came out, I was like, what on earth? Because
what
can
happened?
You imagine if he did?
Yeah, like, that would be wild.
Like, I don't think... that Harry Styles would do that, first of all. And, like, why would you do it on camera? And that Chris doesn't even look at him. Like, he's just, like, dejected.
I was going to say, that's my other favorite meme, is just the ones of, like, Chris during the press conference looking bored with, like, the headphones on.
Looks like he wants to die. Yeah.
Relatable.
Yeah, that was an incredible media shitstorm. I almost wish he did spit on him, because it would be hilarious. I mean, it would just be bizarre. Like, one of the strangest things to occur. But, I don't think he did.
Yeah.
So.
And then, I think last time we talked about Taylor Swift's new album coming out, we still do not have a single.
Or any really indication.
We have a couple track names. And that's it. And then there was the rumor that she was going to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show, which I think was mostly just because Apple Music became a sponsor and everyone associates her with them.
Since
been
squashed, she turned it down.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it from the start.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, there's no way. I mean, not that she couldn't if she wanted to, but I just don't think she wants to
at
this point.
Maybe one day. I think what I heard was she turned it down because she wants to be done with the re-records.
Yeah.
I feel like one day she would do it. I don't know if there is really anyone at her level who hasn't done the Super Bowl. Like,
that's true.
She's so famous to have not done it.
Yeah.
But I don't really need to deal with like the opinions of like football fans on Taylor Swift. Like, I just don't need that for my mental health.
I don't need that discourse in my life.
So I can go a couple more years without that.
Well, so the new, I think it's basically confirmed at this point that it's Rihanna.
Oh, is it? I didn't see.
Oh, you didn't see.
No, I didn't see.
I think it literally this morning she posted a picture of her holding a football.
Okay.
I don't know if she captioned it.
Is she going to come out with new music?
I don't know. No one knows. Everyone's like, drop the new album.
Yeah,
Rihanna.
What's going on?
Like, I don't know.
Interesting.
She might just play the hits.
She has enough hits.
She has a catalog.
Yeah, she has enough hits that it would be fine.
I saw someone post a video of her doing a duet with Britney, and they're like, what if Britney came out at the Super Bowl? Like,
that would be pretty iconic.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will ever happen.
That would
happen,
be a big moment.
But it seems like she doesn't really want to perform anymore right now, which I don't blame her for. She's been through a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's so messy. Well, that's cool. I haven't heard much from Rihanna.
Yeah.
For like a long time. I knew that, I'd heard that the last I heard about the Super Bowl was that they'd wanted a pop girl
to
do it. And so, Rihanna's a good choice. I don't think she's done it before. Maybe.
I couldn't tell you.
There's
honestly.
Been a bazillion, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But this halftime show is like never like the last one that was really good was like Beyonce.
Yeah.
And
that one was also, wasn't that also when there was the power outage partway through?
Oh, was it?
I feel like maybe it was. Or maybe that was the year before.
I don't remember what year it was. And there was one time when like Destiny's Child reunited to do it, right?
Maybe that was at, I think that was when Beyonce was performing as they had like
was it? Maybe
a song together.
Maybe it was the same thing. But then like, last year was like fun.
We got the weekend meme of him running through the corridors.
The weekend's meme was good. Like, the Justin Timberlake year was trash.
That man should never be invited to perform.
No, and anymore. Like the Maroon 5 or Adam Levine, also topical.
Yeah, God. That's the other. Again, don't care. Like, sorry to his wife and children. But, like, the memes are sustaining me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible. I cannot believe that man. I mean, I can. It's not surprising at all.
No, absolutely.
But seeing the DMs has just been incredible.
Although I think some people were saying, like, regardless of whose sex they were, like, no one's sex are going to be cool or good.
Like, yeah, is anyone ever going to read a sex and be like, oh, nice.
Yeah. It's like, not that I sexed, really, but, like, if I did and my sex were leaked, I would be so embarrassed, and regardless of what was written.
Honestly, any text that I would, send to Ryan, like, that isn't just, like, a, hey, when are you coming home? Or, like, if it's romantic, if it's, like, sweet, like, I don't want anyone to see that. Like, not necessary.
I don't remember if I think I might have mentioned this on the podcast a while ago, but one time I accidentally sent a text that was meant for Mike to my therapist.
Oh, yeah, I think you did.
And it was something about, like, I said, like, bae, and I might have said some other thing that was, like, an inside joke between us, and I was, like, so embarrassed. And then we had to talk about it in our next therapy session, because she was like, it really wasn't a big deal, and I was like, I was literally dying, and she was happens.
I think we also mentioned this too. I think it was the same conversation, because I once texted you and I sent, like, my tummy hurts, like, sad face, and it was, like, not that bad, but I was like, oh, I did not mean to text Caroline, like, randomly, my tummy hurts.
I honestly I don't remember that. But I also don't think I would have been, like, that weirded out by it.
No, it's not.
I would have, like, texted back, like, oh, sorry. That sucks.
So sorry. Hate that. But I just remember being like, oh, shit. This is so, like, out of pocket. Yeah. That's good times. I'm sure that I know people who have had, like, way worse text mishaps.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah. God. It's like, yeah, I would be so embarrassed if. You never know. Yeah, I always double check, like, who am I texting, especially if it's, like, something, like, sensitive or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Anyways, I guess we should probably talk more about Neopets, since that is objectively the subject of this podcast.
There is much to discuss.
There is much to discuss. First, we'll just give some quick Labre updates, such as they are, which is that I started with a yellow Gellert, still have a yellow Gellert. No species or color changes for me, sadly.
Same here. Started with the fairy cow, still have the fairy cow. So it could be worse.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's not like killing my soul to look at, so it's fine. But yeah, that's it.
Should we get to the news?
Well, let's go.
And now it's time for Meepit News Break.
Okay, so we have just two pet days, but three colors to discuss.
Yes.
So we had Techo Day, which was September 14th. The new color was Mosaic.
Looks very nice.
Fine, yeah, just a Mosaic Techo. And the new outfit was Kelland Techo outfit.
Yeah, he's the thief.
Yeah, he's a thief.
He's from the Darkest Fairy plot.
Yeah, so that's that. So just a classic Techo character. Fine, no notes. We also had the annual chocolate ball, which was September 16th. Nick Jonas's birthday, fun fact. that's just burned into my brain forever. Anyway, we got the chocolate eerie color, which I think has been very well received.
Very well received and very long asked for. I think it looks lovely.
Yeah, I do.
There's
too.
A lot of really nice detail in it. There's a lot of cool aspects to it.
The ears or the horns or whatever.
Yeah, the ears or the horns. It's like a soft serve. The wings appear to be like a kind of like a waffle cone.
Yeah,
lined
or like
with
a wafer
chocolate.
Sort of.
Looks really, really nice.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Really like it.
Finally, one for the Eerie fans out there.
Yeah.
Finally get your chocolate Eerie.
Very well done.
And then we had Poogle Day, which the new color was Ice, which is always a color that I automatically just assume is already existing.
Yeah, I don't ever really care for it.
It's just fine. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, there's no problems with it. It's just not very exciting.
No.
And then the outfit really took me aback.
This is literally horrifying.
It's a vampire poogle, and I was like, but why does it look like this? Because it has some elements of like a classic vampire where it has like the slicked back hair and it has like the red and black like cloak. But then it also has these horrible, like, gross nails, sharp
the eyes nails. And the teeth.
And then the eyes look like, I don't even know how to describe them. They're like wide open, bloodshot, bright blue pupils.
It's really.
And then the mouth is just like this creepy smile filled with fangs. And I was like, what is going on here? And then I looked it up. And I guess it is inspired by the Poogle Vampire, which I found in the Book of Ages, which was a NeoQuest, a game I have not and will not play.
I didn't recall it from
So this. The drawing of these is actually very funny because it's low quality, low res.
This is like a sleep paralysis demon. Like, this is just horrific.
No
vampire of mine. Like, I'm not interested in this at all. It's so scary.
I don't want to see this.
It's genuinely so scary.
if you saw this in the shadows, God. I would probably pee myself.
I need someone to make like a meme of it that has like, this is the skin of a killer, Bella, and it's like just this or something. So if anyone wants to do that,
I support that. I would love to see it. So that was what we got.
Great.
Sorry to the poogles. Like, poogles in general, I think, are such a cute, like, easygoing pet.
This is just,
and then
so
this is
scary.
Just like so far,
it's so terrifying.
Out there.
Anyways, that's that.
We do have Skeeth Day is technically today, but of course we won't know until after we record. And again, frankly, I don't care.
I don't care that much about Skeeth. Okay, then we have a very brief merch update. The official Neopets cookbook called Neopets the Official Cookbook is now available to pre-order on Amazon for $24.99. It comes out June 13th of next year, 2023. So that's...
Yeah, I was looking at this because I think they announced it a little bit earlier, but this is now it's available for pre-order. And it says it has 40 recipes, which seems a little low, but I also don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they were like, some recipes include Borovan, checkerboard pizza, Neg lasagna, Poogle sushi, Skeeth burger, gerbil pot pie, mushroom omelet, two-thirds mushroom omelet. Like, come on.
Two-thirds mushroom omelet.
That seems a little lazy. There are just two... like, make the mushroom omelet and take a bite out of it.
There are two sample pages on the Amazon link, and they look pretty good. Like, it looks like it's done well.
Yeah, whoever actually, like, made these that they took the pictures of,
yeah, the yerbal pot pie looks good, and the money tree cupcakes are really cute also. And it has a picture of, like, the item and then the recreation of it and how to do it. So that's cool. I don't think I'm going to buy this.
No, I was going to say, if I were... I'm not spending money on Neopets merch right now.
But if anyone does, I'll be curious, like, to see how they come out.
Yeah, please
like,
let us know.
Something. And on the cover, it looks like we have the fish cake, which is
the
cute.
Iconic fish cake.
Yeah, and then the mushroom omelet and then some burger. I'm not sure.
I think that's the Skeeth
burger. Oh, it must be the Skeeth burger. It looks like a burger with just some, like, spikes on top, like Skeeth spikes. So, I don't know. It's a cool idea.
I mean, honestly, surprised that this... didn't come out sooner. Like, you would think they would have released one of these during like the peak of Neopets.
Yeah,
but, no time like the present, I guess. So
yeah, I'll be curious. I think available. I'm assuming anyone who gets it will probably like take pictures of the pages and we can see like what some of the foods look like. So
yeah,
that's cool. Anyway, that exists. So very. I don't think. I honestly don't think it's necessary to pre-order it. Like, I don't think it's gonna like sell out.
I mean, I guess I will say, I guess the only thing is, like, it shows that there is a demand for it.
Because
I feel like the printing, like, the publishing industry is, like, struggling a little bit right now because of all of the supply chain issues. But also, yeah, I will not be pre-ordering it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't worry too much about it. So.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. So, that's that. And then we have a Metaverse update.
Yeah, just briefly. So I just had to bring this in, I guess, because there's some updates on Herdy's pet page, which is honestly my main source
for
the Metaverse these days.
Yeah.
Very thorough. So as we mentioned last time, they were doing their alpha phase release where They released 3 Neopets and then the 3 mini games. And then they also did Neo Homes. And then finally on September 16th, they released the Battle Dome. But according to Herdy, it's not really at all like the Neopets Battle Dome. It's more like a Pokemon battle. Which honestly tracks for the amount of effort they seem to have put into all of this stuff. Which
I'd
is
like
to say not much
see
effort.
It. Has anyone taken like a screenshot?
I don't think so. That's the problem is like, I wish people like, if there were like videos or GIFs or something we could see.
I'm just sort of curious.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to conceptualize. Like, I don't really know what any of this is or means or looks like in any way.
Yeah. Well, again, yeah, there was that one person on the Neo boards who has been in the alpha and also described it as similar to Pokemon battles. And Herdy says, aside from the Neopets models, there's no resemblance to any kind of gameplay from the original. So sorry to Battle Dome fans that thought they were finally going to get their revamped.
Battle Dome fans just can't win.
Keep suffering, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then, to no one's surprise, they are really doubling down on paid promotions for the metaverse, which to me feels like it's not as successful as they want it to be.
I can't imagine it is.
No. So the Neopets metaverse has partnered with a company called Glow Labs to allow users to earn cryptocurrency by replying to, liking, and retweeting content posted by the Neopets metaverse. And Herdy pointed out this in many places would constitute advertising as an influencer, which is regulated and requires users to disclose that they're doing paid advertising. So like when you see, you know, like Instagram influencers or whatever, they're always like hashtag ads, hashtag SpawnCon.
Yeah.
Like, but this is not including that. So apparently they're also reaching out to select Twitter followers privately over DMs to try and get them to be influencers and pay them in NFTs or merch.
Sure.
And again, not requiring that they are doing paid advertising, which is concerning.
Yeah.
And then I checked the Metaverse site, and it states that season 1 of the alpha has ended.
Yeah.
And you can sign up to be the waiting list for season 2. They meant to say on, but they have typed out one here and it still remains on the site. So great job.
Good
spell checking there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess the people no longer have access to like the mini games and the Neo Home and the Battle Dome, which again is confusing to me as to why they would like revoke that, but I guess you have to wait for season 2. I don't know what that will entail or when that will happen. There's not a lot of transparency across all of the Neopets brands, I will say.
Yeah, very confusing.
So that's all we know for now. And then another very puzzling piece of news.
Yeah, this was news, I don't know, like a week ago or something. The Neopets brand has acquired an app called Happy Not Perfect, which is supposed to be in support of mental health awareness.
Yeah.
We don't really have any information beyond this, like, headline.
Yeah, I don't know, like, what the plan is with the partnership and the acquisition.
No idea.
The app is described as a mobile app that helps equip users with science-backed tools to help reduce stress and improve mental health. I guess for Neopets, it's important. Mental health awareness is important, even though they haven't really done much other than they did make donations to the Trevor Project and the It Gets Better Project.
Yeah, it's a strange acquisition. I don't know what they intend to do with it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All it says in this press release is, working with Neopets, the two brands will work in cohesion to provide players and the people around them with access to the tools and digital experiences that can aid their mental health. With a bright team behind Happy Not Perfect and a passionate Neopets community, this acquisition is one players can get behind.
Okay.
Don't know about that. I mean, mental health is important, obviously, but also, like, they've kind of pissed off their main player base.
Yeah, it's just confusing.
Now,
I don't know what the intent is.
I don't know how this is going to play out. So I guess we'll see. But that happened.
That happened. I don't know. Yeah, no other, like, just, yeah, I don't know. No one, I didn't really hear anyone talking about it much either, because I think no one really knows what the plan is.
Nope.
Which is classic.
Classic Neopets.
So we'll see. And then really the meat of the news, which we'll get into later with some boards post, is that there was this survey by now. Obviously, if you listen to the show, I'm sure you're aware of the survey that came out.
Some people did claim that it was our fault for
we did
kind
predict
of bring this. Bringing this upon everyone. Because we were like, yeah, they're probably going to try and make another app and send out another survey.
And they did.
And they did. And I just would like to say that this is just a pattern with them. We did not cause this. They brought this upon themselves.
It is a strange coincidence. But yeah, this was posted in the new features. You can take this survey. It's a hot mess.
It's honestly garbage, in my opinion. I was looking at the survey, and like it starts off with like basic questions like, what devices do you play games on? And like, what kind of games do you play? How long do you spend on games? And whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it gets into their actual concepts, which they basically want to do something that's kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it. There's like fashion design element, there's like building,
it's like the same plot every time stuff. It's just different based on who you want to play as.
Yeah, so they're like, would you rather be an enthusiastic and quirky fashion designer, or a very powerful witch, or a pirate?
Isn't there like some gang lord or like
yeah, there's one that's it is a godfather of gangland,
like what?
And in parentheses it says traveling fashion destroying, and then it has a picture of a Keith in like a pinstripe suit.
Just baffling.
There's also a Wild West option with a Zweetalk in a Western outfit.
Sure.
And so they ask you like, which one would you like the most? My answer would be none of the above.
Yeah, I said no to like every question.
And they asked if you would like gameplay that involves a slot mechanic, with a screenshot of like a pirate ship with a slot machine.
Yeah.
Don't care for that either. There's, hey guys, if you want to do slots, why not fix the existing slots on the site?
Yeah, there's a couple different
options. You could update them for mobile. Just an idea.
That would be good.
And then, how do you like gameplay involving attacks on other players' Neopets with a laser paint gun? And then it has this horrible gif of what appears to be poor Hannah the Oosel, hero legend of Neopia, getting absolutely blasted with different colors of paint from this gun that you're controlling. I don't like that at all.
What does it have to do with anything?
Why would you want this? Yeah, the whole idea, so the core gameplay, regardless of how they're going to skin it as like a Western or pirate themed or whatever, is fix up and customize villages on your journey. Okay,
sure,
fine.
Sure.
Two, slots. Just slots.
Just...
Three, decorate and customize interior scenes and villagers. Okay.
Yeah.
Four, destroy other players' villages with your laser gun and paint villagers. Who asked for this?
What does that have to do with Neopets? Like, why would I be shooting a Neopet with a laser paint gun? Which, first of all, what is that?
Great question.
Why would I want that? And why is it Hannah the Usel? And why does she look like anthropomorphic? And why am I shooting her?
Yeah, the quality in these like GIFs and screenshots is terrible. Even like just the static images, which
it's
clearly
so
they've
bad.
Got from the site, right? Because they have one that's like Sophie the Swamp Witch. One of them is this pirate Kiri that's like super artifacted, and
it's
there's like
yeah.
dead pixels in it.
It looks
it's like why did you choose this?
It looks like when memes like get re-screenshotted and re-uploaded, and like that's funny for memes.
It's like a copy of a copy of a copy.
It's terrible. Like, who approved this? And also, the survey is like written terribly. There's like weird. Like ways that it's so strange. It asks also if we even play Neopets the web game or something, and it's like, who is this
for?
Oh,
you can also choose, this is multiple choice, you can choose the game name ideas that you like. Neopoints Plunder, Neopints Navigator, which I think they meant to say Neopoints, but they had a little typo that they didn't fix.
Neopoints, yep.
It's good. Neopia Plunder, Neopia Challenge, Coin Cash, Forbidden Loot, Privateer Plunder, or none of the above.
Why would it be called Coin Cash?
Great question.
What does that mean?
I don't know who this is for. I don't know why we're doing this yet again, because it's like a
Fairy's
lot of
Hope is in beta.
I was going to say, Fairy's Hope has similar concept, right? You're like building back this town or whatever, or that was the original
concept.
But
you're not destroying the town.
Yeah, you're not destroying, I guess. And there's no slots element as far as I know. They already had island builders, which again, similar concept. That unknown what's
That's
happening
not even
with
like
that.
It, yeah.
Legends and Letters, no longer supported. No. Ghoul Catchers,
Legends and
RIP.
Letters, I will say, at least, like, made sense.
Legends and Letters, honestly, was, thinking back now, looking at all these other ones,
yeah.
I mean, that was one of the better ones.
It was, because it had a story.
It was connected to the site.
The art was good.
Yeah.
And it was connected to the site, although I think there have been issues with the rewards still. And like
surprised.
Ghoul Catchers was also fine. Like, it was just a simple match three. And that was before all of this shit was happening. So like the addition of a match three where you could earn your 50K on the site was like, okay, whatever, it's fine. And it was literally just match three, like moving those ghouls or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was kind of laggy and not designed the best, but it was fine. Like, I didn't have a problem with it. And Legends and Letters too. Like, I didn't really want to play it because again, I don't like playing games on my phone. But it was at least had some. It made some sense, and then we get Fairy's Hope, which is like a reskin of something else.
And it
Everything
doesn't even
looks
look
weird.
Like Neopets.
It's a weird concept, but now we have this, which is like, why would I, like, I'm sorry, Neopets coin cash? And then it's like slots, but you're a pirate, but also you shoot other Neopets?
With,
it makes
but
no
not
sense.
Not with guns, with paint.
Laser paint.
Because this is still
guns.
A family-friendly site.
And you, but you can destroy
But you
their
can destroy, yeah.
If they steal your idea as a fashion designer.
Makes zero sense. Horrible concept, horrible survey. I would say, like, please, TNT, don't do this, but
it doesn't matter.
Clearly,
it
doesn't matter.
I'm
like,
stunned.
Our feedback is irrelevant to
It doesn't
them.
Make any difference.
I just mind-boggling that they continue to fuck up in the same way.
They have to know. Like, when they're
I'm sure the actual
this,
staff knows, yeah, but, like, again, I'm assuming this is coming from, like, the higher-ups, the execs that are just like, no, let's try another mobile app.
I just don't.
And it's just like, okay, and then again, even if you absolutely must make a mobile game for Neopets, I don't know why you would. I think you should focus your efforts on the site. Then why not just take one of the existing games that at least people like and have nostalgia for and do, like, a mobile version of Pocket Slots?
Yeah.
Or do fucking Sutex Tomb.
It's right
like,
there.
Just stop with this. No one asked for this. No one wants this.
No one.
It's absurd.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. All you can do is really laugh because it's bizarre.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can get into more of that later on in the show. In other bad news, an announcement from TNT on their official board is that Mac, the community liaison, is leaving. They are gone as of Friday.
That's right.
So they are no longer a part of the site officially or employment-wise. They posted a long statement. We don't need to read the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean,
but
the gist of it is they got a great opportunity at an environmental justice nonprofit, which seems right up their alley and obviously probably more meaningful work than trying to fix a site that no one wants to fix. And they're like, don't worry, someone's going to advocate for you, which is, I guess, this new TNT member called Ivy, who will be taking over as the community liaison or community manager or whatever.
So we'll see.
We'll see. I don't know. This is not great news to me. I mean, it seems like it's been kind of a revolving door at Neopets, and a lot of the core team that seem to have a vision and excitement for the site, like Scrappy, like Gutterfoot, have left.
It's not a very good sign.
Van Doodle's left. And now Mac is leaving. And I think I'm pretty sure the community would agree that, like, Mac has been really engaged and, like, really helpful and really seemed to care about the site and getting user feedback to people. But I imagine it must have been frustrating for them to not be able to make, like, a lot of meaningful changes. Like, they were able to do some great things, like, you know, improving some of the contests and, like, getting some pride items out and fixing things. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, they were not the decision maker, and I'm sure there's lots more that they would have liked for the team to have accomplished.
Yeah.
But we wish Mac the best. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, honestly.
We will really miss you. And no shade to everyone else on TNT, but I don't know. This doesn't seem to bode well.
Feeling bad. Hopefully Ivy can...
God, I mean, part of me wants to be like, just actually don't do this. Just run, Ivy. It's not worth your time and your sanity. And the other part of me wants to be like, yeah, well,
we'll see.
Good luck. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, what Mac did say at the end, next week I will be as transparent and communicative as I can with you all to ensure that no one is left in the dark. I don't really know what that meant. I don't know if anything was stated. I'm curious to see if perhaps later on Mac can shed some light on things at Neopets.
I would love, I would love for that to be possible.
Assuming
I
don't they know didn't sign an NDA.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
something.
There could be an NDA or something else in their like employment contract that doesn't allow them to talk about it. I will say I again appreciate everything that Mac has done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wish them the best. And I do appreciate their last line here, which is remember to hydrate and of course be excellent to your fellow Neopians. So thank you,
Beautiful
Mac.
Words.
You will be missed.
Yes, thank you for your service, Mac, and best of luck to you in your new position, which sounds great. And then, okay, so just the last little thing here. There was an editorial. Once again, people were upset about the editorial because it wasn't very good.
Nope. No acknowledgement of the fact that they answered the same question twice in the last editorial.
Nothing about that, but, you know, whatever.
So, again, it was mostly just like, yeah, we'll fix the zoning issue for these items, or we'll consider adding those retired Neocache items to a new mystery capsule, whatever. Great.
Yeah, great. There's only a couple of notable things. The first is that there are more Pride items slated to come out, which is great.
Yes.
There will be no Charity Corner in 2022, which honestly probably for the best. I feel like
I feel like they've confirmed this a couple times, or they've at least
implied. I didn't expect one. Yeah, no. I really didn't. And then lastly, they are working on two-factor authentication, or 2FA, which is good.
Yeah, I think after the breach, they've really been working on improving security.
Which is good. So, that is taking probably a lot of time away from other things,
imagine,
which
is
fine. It has to be done. I don't know. So we'll hopefully that works out. I know they said they don't want to roll it out until it's like without its bugs,
tested.
Which no doubt it will have bugs when it rolls out. Because I'm sorry, but what hasn't?
Like, true. Yeah,
we'll see. But it's
pour
good.
One
it
out
needs
for
to be
the
done.
Neopets support team.
Yeah, it needs to be done. So hopefully that goes as smooth as possible, and everyone's able to add their 2FA and figure that out. So. That's good. I think that would, it honestly, they need it. It would really help prevent hacking and other issues with site security that have
And then maybe they can get rid of the other stuff.
Like the captchas and the whatever else is going on.
Stack path.
Yeah, stack path. So we'll see. Hopefully that rolls out in the next couple of months, but who knows? There's never any timeline.
Nope. I was going to say, the other thing that happened is we did have Fairy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Which they had said in an editorial back in July that they were going to have some sort of fairy event
quest
around Fairy Festival. So I guess perhaps that will happen in the next few weeks. Perhaps not.
Yeah,
I don't know. There has been no word on that since that editorial months ago. I know some people were looking forward to that. And also... potentially maybe seeing if they were going to have the UC paintbrush or item
that's
thing
supposed
ready
to be happening
because they were going to do it like to coincide with events, and they might start with like the fairy UC paintbrush or whatever they're going to call it. But it seems like they don't have that together yet, so I would not expect it anytime soon.
Yep, it's just a big question mark. Who knows? Truly who knows?
Yeah, I think the thing that keeps coming up is just lack of transparency. We don't really know what's going on.
I don't
even
know.
They tell us some things, but we don't know if that's
accurate.
Don't
know who's working on what. I don't know how many people are working on what. I don't know what the breakdown of staff time is like. I don't know. Yeah, it's all just a confusing situation. And things just continue to become strange every week. So
there's a new, more baffling news item every week, it seems like.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll continue by going to the boards.
Let's do it.
Getting ka-cheeky.
All right, what you got?
Okay, so this first one, this is not a new post. This was posted originally back in August.
Okay.
In the mobile-friendly beta launch NeoBoard.
Great.
And this is topic, collecting feedback for personal Neo redesign project.
Hmm.
And then OP says, many years ago, I created a Neopets redesign project, which can be found here, and they link out to this pet page. I originally collected loads of feedback from the Neopets community and used those insights to redesign the site. Side note, also got my first job presenting this redesign project in my interview. This was before Neo went and decided to do their mobile redesign. And I think there have been more comments, but the only comment I could see was the latest one, which was posted a few days ago, where someone said, I love it. Honestly, it makes much more sense. Everything is easy enough to find, and being able to sort of tab switch with the inventory is absolutely beautiful. So I've linked out to the pet page here in the doc. You can take a look.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Again, like, this was just someone with their spare time, but like, they go through what the process was where they're like, you know, I'm familiar with Neopets. They have screenshots of what it used to look like way back in the day. They did some research and asked for feedback. And then they literally created this whole Airtable with like different themes and everything that everyone asked for. And they started with like the more common requests. And then they wanted to do a site layout that kind of took it back to the roots. So they have this really cute sidebar that's like the Neopets yellow with the stars. And it would have like your Neopet on the bottom left where you could interact with them. And there's a little chat
icon.
The
chat is cool. That makes sense.
And then the forums, like, which are ancient, they've just updated to like a more modern format where you can actually like reply to people and react to posts. And they also improved the Neo mail so that you could see the Neo mails that you sent.
That would be great.
And you can just open it whenever and look at your Neo friends online and your messages. And it just looks so much better than what it is.
Yeah, the messaging really needs to be overhauled, and like the notifications.
Yeah, they have a really nice little alert system.
Yeah.
A way to easily switch between accounts, which you can do on Instagram. So like, I don't know why you can't do that on Neopets, especially knowing that a lot of people do have sides.
And going between your inventory and safety deposit box.
Yeah, so great. It's like a, that's, I think what they were talking about is they have a few different tabs, so you can switch between inventory, SDB, and your shop really easily. And then you can also interact with your pet at any time just by clicking on them. So you can feed them or pet them or switch to another Neopet. So like, again, they just threw some ideas together, and honestly, this is a lot better than what the current site looks like, in my opinion.
That's really nice.
So it's just, in a little way, it's disappointing to think like what could be, what we could have gotten in a perfect world, where perhaps, I don't know if they hired more people or took more ideas from the community. Like, I really appreciated how this person like really looked at and collected and sorted through the feedback, and I just don't know that they have a good system for that on the TNT side today.
This is very cool.
Too bad.
It is too bad. Definitely the message boards need an overhaul for sure.
Oh my god, seriously. So. But yeah, great job, OP.
Yeah.
Too bad you don't work for Neopets. There was another thread I saw on the Neo boards where it was like, they should just have users work on stuff to improve the site. And then everyone's like, you can't do that. It's illegal.
Yeah.
Because you have to pay people. And they're like, but people would want to do it. And it's like, you still can't do
it. Yeah, you still can't do it.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really talented users out there in the Neopets community.
Yeah.
So
there are. Cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Very fun. Okay, so my first board's post is just about the survey. This was a pretty big thread, so I just figured we'd talk about it. But the topic is get out of here with the survey.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so OP said, with how many we've had and how many times you've been ignored on them, what's going to make this one any different? TNT, we're sitting here begging for updates on the site and we're getting nothing. Tell your higher-ups to stuff it. They won't see a dime from me until stuff changes on the site. At the rate mobile games keep getting pumped out and closing, what are you going to do to show that this will be that it won't be any different this time? Collab with Fortnite or something if you want kids to play. Like, geez. That'd be pretty funny, Neopets Fortnite collab.
Makes more sense than whatever they're doing.
And then someone else said, as the survey went on, I got more despondent. You really want literally none of the things you've asked for? How about shooting paint at a Yuzle that resembles a Bratz doll in a fursuit? Do you want to destroy Neopian houses, maybe? No.
Who asked for this?
And someone said, when you reach the questions that show the options with the real potential games, you discover that they are complete trash. Stop wasting resources. Island Builders and Fairies Hope are still up and running.
For now.
Like, what is going on with that? Someone said, I'm confused about what age group they're targeting, given all the questions about gambling games.
True. Good point.
And then this person said, all the game ideas look terrible. What was up with the question, how many days have you played mobile games? Are they assuming everyone's played mobile games at least 24 hours? Or was it a typo? Yeah, I didn't know how to answer that either. Like, after already answering, like, well, no, I don't play mobile games. Like, how many days have you played mobile games? How many days? Like, what if I had played mobile games for, like, 5 years? How many days? This is bizarre. Anyway. A bunch of people are agreeing. Someone said the survey was depressing. I've been sitting here for weeks waiting for a premium sale. I feel like I'm an utter moron for even considering funding the site. That this kind of garbage is what my dollars are going towards.
Yeah.
So people are really critical of the visuals. Obviously, I want to play Neopets, not some weird app where I cover characters in slime.
Jesus.
It's just like really bizarre.
Yeah.
And then let's see. Yeah. It just seems like I haven't seen anyone who's like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It's a poorly designed survey and the games don't make any sense.
No one wants this. No one asked for this. People want you to fix the site. Like, I don't know if I can even, like, I'm angry, but at the same time, it's like, I feel like I can't waste my anger on them because we know what's going to happen. It's been happening. Nothing's going to change.
We're just here to document the downfall.
I was about to say, like, inevitably the site is going to collapse at some point. And we'll just be here podcasting until that happens, I guess.
Yep. Someone said, believe me, I wish I could go off without getting warned. I'm so damn tired. They said damn. Can you say damn now? Is that?
I don't know.
It went through. I'm so damn tired of all the promises and seeing none of it getting done, but the metaverse gets funding. Don't promise us jack if you ain't going to stick to it.
Yeah.
So go off. And there's another page here. That was just one more thing. People are just recommending complete the survey and just select no for everything.
I mean, I will, but again, are they going to listen to it?
No,
probably not.
Who knows? Like, I just have no idea. Some people were saying like the survey is geared towards the NFT crowd. I don't even know if that is the case. Like, I don't even know who it's geared towards.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's a great question.
I guess mobile gamers, but like, where you wouldn't encounter the survey if you weren't on Neopets,
right?
Like, where would it go? Where would it be?
Yeah.
So that's strange.
Maybe they'll email it out. I don't know.
But like, to who? Like, I guess they can get. I don't know. It's just strange. So. Yeah, I haven't seen, I mean, the boards were popping off with the survey stuff.
Yeah,
so
everyone was pissed.
I didn't see anyone who was like, it's fine. Like, everyone's just like, what are you doing? Like,
everyone's
what is this?
So over this. Like, this is, I would say this isn't even the last straw. Like, the last straw happened many straws ago. And it's just like, keeps getting worse and worse.
It's just every, the more.
I saw another board's topic that was like, you guys are all here because we like dystopias.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, feeling called out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so many of the posts on site events right now, or board 7, whatever you want to call it, are like the red nose emoji. And then like, hey, TNT, like, why should we come back? Clean up your mess. Acknowledge, Altidore Cup.
Yeah, a lot of it is Altidore Cup related. Because, again, still have not had an official statement about that.
Yeah.
People are still mad about that. And now you have the gall to come out with this weird, absurd survey.
Wacky survey. Yeah. So people are, and then also everyone's saying, like, the editorial sucked ass.
Yep.
And then they're like, TNT, you need to communicate, fix the AC results. Like, it's just bad.
Fix something.
It's so much complaining and it's justified.
Absolutely.
So, 100%. Like, come on. Anyway, that's
get it
that.
Together.
That's that. Yep. What do you have now?
So this is just kind of a more lighthearted
nice.
Topic. Finish things off. I actually had a really hard time looking for topics.
Yeah.
The only place that's really popping is Newbies Chat. And yeah. it's just truly just runs the gamut of just like weird inside jokes between the people that
yeah,
are on Newbies
that
Chat.
That are frequently there.
That
yeah.
I don't get. I know. And then people talking about like serious stuff like job interviews or like doctor's appointments or whatever, and then just like shit posts
yeah.
like it's just there's a lot going on, but
good stuff.
Yeah, tough to find something that was worth reading aloud on this. So I came up with this, which was actually in fan clubs.
Nice.
Topic, this or that game.
Okay.
And OP says, I'll start. Make sure to add a question of your own after you answer mine to keep the game going. Grinning emoji. Right. So the first question is, would you rather own a snot or swamp gas Neopet?
Swamp gas.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Snot is too gross.
It's gross. Yeah.
Swamp gas is also gross, but not as bad. Although I guess depending on, I don't know what it smells like. I would assume that swamp gas might smell worse.
Yeah.
But just the visual of snot.
But snot pets are just gross.
I can't
do it.
Okay, someone said, responded, I wanted a snot Akara for the longest time, but it just never happened, lol.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why you would want that, but okay. Then they have a question. Would you rather have a candy Tonu or a chocolate Eerie? Because they're my current obsessions right now.
Chocolate Eerie.
Agreed.
For sure. Just because
yeah.
I like Eerie.
Candy Tonu
is
really
cool.
Cute.
Yeah, I remember it.
But yeah, I'm more of an Eerie fan, and the chocolate Eerie is immaculate.
It's the rainbow horn for me.
Well, so yeah, someone responded, Candy Tonu because of Rainbow Mane. Then they said, would you rather own an MSP Poogle or an Alien Aisha?
Alien Aisha.
I mean,
yeah,
no contest.
I already have one.
I would also pick Alien Aisha just because the MSP Poogle is creepy
scary.
And I don't
yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
And Alien Aisha is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then OP circled back and responded, I've already had an Alien Aisha and I would love to have one again. And then they asked, carrot or pea chia? And then there was no response to this.
I'm going pea.
Pea? I think pea is a little bit cuter.
It's cuter. I mean, if I had to pick between the two vegetables, I prefer carrots. I don't like peas at all. But I do like the pea chia. I like pea soup, but I don't like peas on their own. I think they're gross.
Interesting.
They taste
like
dirt.
Yeah. They taste like dirt.
Yeah, I don't like them. They're just...
All
right. If I have to eat them, like, I can get them down. I can eat them, but I don't ever buy them.
Is it the texture at all, or is it just the taste?
It's both. I don't really like the texture, but I have heard that it's different if you, like, go to someone's garden and have, like, a fresh pea, like, right off the vine or whatever,
yeah.
then they're, like, sweet. But, like, all the peas that I've had, they have, like, just, like, a weird smell and flavor to me. I just don't like. But I do like pea soup, especially the CPK pea soup. It's very
interesting.
Good. Yeah.
I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, I like peas okay, but... Pea soup, not appealing to me.
Interesting. It looks gross, but it's good.
Peas, like, sometimes I think, you know, like, the British love their mushy peas, which I don't understand.
That just sounds so gross to me.
Yeah, it's nasty. I actually, when I was younger, would eat, like, we would get frozen peas, mm-hmm. usually.
Yeah.
And I would eat them frozen,
oh.
just straight up.
And
they're less flavorful, obviously, because
yeah.
they're not cooked.
Yeah.
But they taste kind of good. Mm-hmm. And it's nice when they're like a little bit more hard.
You
got a little crunch to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a weird child. I would do the same thing with frozen corn, too.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. I had peas again recently. They were in like a HelloFresh meal that we had. And it was
yeah.
like a side of peas. And they were like just buttered and salted. And like it was fine. Like I ate them with my chicken
yeah.
and potatoes or whatever. But I just would rather have literally any other vegetable.
What about, like, snap peas?
I do like snap
snow
peas.
I
like, yeah, sugar snap peas and snow peas I will
yeah.
eat.
Those are really good.
Because you eat them, like, with the shell and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I like edamame, too. It's not a pea, but it's similar. I like
yeah.
edamame, but I don't want to just eat edamame without the shell experience where you lick
oh, interesting.
The salt and, like, eat it out. Like, I don't want to just eat a little unshelled
yeah,
edamames
yeah. okay.
willy-nilly.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Anyway, that was it for the this or that game.
All right.
I just thought it was kind of fun.
Cool.
If you have any questions that you're dying to know our answer to,
send them
our way, neostalgiapodcast@gmail.com, or slide into our DMs. Yeah. I will say someone on Instagram did message us, I don't know if you saw this, to say that they recently zapped a blue terry.
Oh, I didn't see.
So
interesting.
I don't know. This blue terry theory is starting to look more and more legitimate.
Something is afoot.
Something's happening.
We also did. Yeah, we got an Instagram DM about the survey as well when it came out. And they were like, did y'all see this? And that was how I got tipped off. I didn't see it at first. And so
Saw it in new features and they were like, exciting news. And I was like, no, this is not exciting news. This is the worst possible news. Yeah. God, I hate it.
What a mess. Okay, well, my last post is also topical, and this is just about the community liaison position. So this is from Site Events, and someone said, new post from TNT. And they said, I'm happy for Mac moving into a dream job, and I wish Ivy all the best, but the post makes it seem as if there's a battle going on, a struggle between TNT and their users. Does it have to be this way? There's something wrong about an entertainment site that some of us pay to play that seems to delight in thwarting, ignoring, belittling, or just plain disappointing its users constantly. Yeah. Yeah, and then another person said, I don't expect much from a week of training, but the intentions are appreciated. That being said, Mac has to do what's best for them. I've always thought that an employee owes nothing to an employer. True.
Mm-hmm.
As for the post implying a struggle, the only part that can make you think that is hugely beneficial for my personal well-being, and that can mean a lot of things. So like when Max said, this is hugely beneficial for my personal well-being. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know.
I imagine it, regardless of anything, that must be a stressful job.
Yeah, someone else said, you know, we shouldn't need to be fought for. We're customers, not employees with an evil boss. We should be valued, treated well and fairly, and our needs given priority.
True.
Which, yeah, is true. And then someone else said, what is a community liaison if nothing gets done? I mean, little things are getting done, and I'm glad for that, but I'm still coming here and reading the same old bump post because nothing got done, and the community is still being ignored, and it's very depressing. Yeah. I wish Mac the best. I hope they love their new job and welcome aboard Ivy. Someone said, Ivy, please save us. And yeah, someone else said, I honestly think Mac really tried. I don't remember any other staff member putting in as much effort. The notes they took during the Battle Dome needs chat were great. Someone above them is just preventing improvements.
That's what I would guess.
And then, yeah, people were just talking about this is a job with really high turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I agree. What's the point of all this? Continuous acknowledgments and promises of passing this feedback on will be heard only for months of zero action. When's the last time anything has been updated?
Good point.
Yeah. So it's just, everyone was just saying, you know, best wishes. We'll really miss your engagement. And someone said, yeah, the community liaison job sure seems like a job with a very high turnover. Someone said, I'm sure it's cursed. Petra got sidelined before even starting the job. Tally lasted a month. Mac let us know they had been given the official role a month ago. And now, goodbye.
Wow.
It's sort of like
defense against
I
feel like we might have mentioned this before, but it still rings true because it's like, yeah, there's a lot of turnover. I mean, I would imagine too, like, it seems like a lot goes into that job, right? Like, it's not, they're not necessarily just like locking out at the end of the day. Like, they're still going on the Neo boards.
Yeah, having and, to like, read
still
stuff
doing
and take
stuff
it in.
On the weekends.
Yeah.
And I would bet that they're not paid nearly enough for all the work that they do.
No, it can't be. It can't possibly be. So, yeah, it's just, disappointing. And then the last comment on here is, nothing can save the site when the greed at the top is too great. Rise up, comrades.
Okay. All right.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are tough on the site.
Things are worse than ever.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. We'll just see what happens, and we'll be here to report on whatever it is. But let's finish it up with some items.
Let's do it.
Curiosities.
All right, so this item is, well, so given that September 22nd was the first official day of fall, I was looking for a fall or autumn themed item, and then I found this, which surprisingly I had not seen before, even though it's a very old item. It was released back in 2003. It is a medieval food. And you can get it for about 30,000 Neo points. It is the Autumn Berry. And it is exclusively available at Pick Your Own, which I'll admit I've only done once or twice. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, I've never gotten anything good from
It's
from that.
A lot of trash. And so it's, the description is, this strange fruit is actually dripping with fresh berry juice. Yeah. And it looks kind of like, I guess, like an apple or a couple cherries stuck together.
Yeah.
But it's like red, and then there is like dripping red stuff, which I guess is the juice. It's
the juice.
And then it's got a little orange leaf attached to the little branch that it's on.
It's cute.
I don't know what it tastes like. If I had to guess, I don't know, like raspberry,
a berry, or,
yeah, some sort of strawberry. Berry. There definitely are a lot more berries and fruits in Neopia than we have.
Yeah.
Again, this one I did not even know existed until recently. But yeah, I would be interested to know what it tastes like. I believe there is one other item that's based on it, which is like a smoothie or a slushy.
It also says previous versions autumn berry.
It looks the same.
Exact same.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's up with that.
I don't know.
Yeah, there is an autumn berry slushy.
Oh, okay.
And it's just red. And it just says the perfect slushy for those warm autumn nights. So
great.
I don't know. But yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Would love to feel that autumn chill at some point.
Would be nice.
But yeah, that's great. What I've got.
I love it. Well, mine is not very nice. It's this is an older item that I don't know if I'd seen this before, and I just came across it the other day. It is a gross food. It came out in 2008. It's a rarity 65, and it is pickled feet.
Oh.
So we have a jar of feet.
Oh.
The description is, you better have swift feet. The slow ones get pickled. It's only 10 Neo points. The best thing about this is the previous version of it is pickled mohawk feet.
Wow. Yeah, and the image
and it's
description.
The, same.
The image description is still pickled underscore mohawk underscore feet dot gif.
So maybe that just like disturbed people too much and they had to.
I don't know why that's where they would draw the line when we have Bloomer's steak and everything else.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, it's gross. Like pickled feet. I mean, I know some cultures eat them, but I've never been into that.
No, I was just disturbed that it's a mohawk or potentially.
Yeah,
a
potentially. Mohawk. Either way. It's also, the description is really ominous.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get captured by someone
and
they're
going
to chop
your
off
feet.
Your feet and pickle them?
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. Don't like that.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that is, at least it's a gross food because it is absolutely gross. I don't like the looks of this.
No.
I mean, I also don't like pickled things to begin with. And this is, again, probably one of the worst things I could imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it tastes
pickled.
Good. So there you have it, two great quintessential fall items.
Quintessential fall items, yes. I like also how last time you brought the mano root and now you have the pickled feet.
Yeah.
Just gotta get the
I
hands
have a,
and
I have
the
a couple more
there.
Lined up too.
Oh, great.
So we'll see.
Great. But, well, I guess as we're getting into spooky season,
that's true.
It makes sense.
It's coming.
Cool. Love that.
Yeah.
So thanks for that.
Yep.
No problem. I think that's all that we can say at this point.
That concludes this episode of Neostalgia.
Hope y'all are hanging in there.
Yep. Happy fall.
Play the games and do what you can on Neopets while you can.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thanks, Hannah, for coming over to record.
No problem.
Thank you to Mike for those wonderful voiceovers, Jane Mahoney for original music, and Andrew Hahn for the beautiful artwork. You can reach out to us. We're at NeostalgiaPod on Twitter, NeostalgiaPodcast on Instagram, or Facebook, and NeostalgiaPodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us. Let us know if you have any questions or anecdotes you want to share, and let us know if we can read it on the pod or not, and also what your pronouns are. That would be helpful. Hope y'all can stay cool and start enjoying maybe some autumnal weather. I know on the East Coast it's
I'm
actually
sure it's lovely,
feeling like it. So
yeah, I will enjoy that this weekend. So
yeah,
that'll be good. Yeah. So thanks for listening as always, and good night, Mr. Coconut.
Good night, Mr. Coconut.